Jesus made it clear that not one stroke of the pen that was written in the law would go unfulfilled. He made it clear that he did not come into the world to push aside the law, to shirk the law, or to forsake God's word, but to fulfill it. Jesus said that he only speaks the words his Father gives to him, and he only does the works his Father tells him to do. Jesus never turns from the word of God to the left or to the right. And this is why you see over and over in Matthew, particularly at the beginning, then was fulfilled what was spoken of by the prophets. This takes the idea of fulfillment even further, even in events that Jesus as a human had no control over since he was a baby. Matthew is showing us that all of his life fulfilled the word of God. And then at the end of Jesus' life, in that great high priestly prayer, Jesus prays, "I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do." So what are we to say to this? Hooray for Jesus, good on him? No. Why this is so important for us to see is because our faithfulness to God's word stems from Christ's faithfulness. We can trust Christ wherever he may lead us because he is always faithful to God's word. Whatever he says, we can be certain that it is the will and the word of God. And the call for our own faithfulness in this life is only possible because of the faithfulness of Christ in me and through me. Even when friends scatter, and even when the enemy gathers. Because Jesus was faithful to God's word and fearless of his enemy, he went all the way to the cross, the ultimate battle scene. And on that cross, he was slaughtered for my sin and for your sin. All the stored up wrath of God against me, against every believer, was unleashed upon Jesus. And he died. He had finished the work the Father gave him to do. And because Jesus was completely and perfectly faithful to that work, he was raised from the dead, proving himself more powerful than sin and Satan and death. And Jesus has been given all authority as the forever king. His blessing will never be cut off. His throne will never be usurped. His rule will never come to an end. Why would you seek out any other king? Why would you ask for and follow a Saul that we've been studying about in 1 Samuel when Jesus is being offered to you? No doubt, you need a king, and no doubt, many kings will try to reign on the throne of your heart. But there is only one who has been faithful, who is fearless, and who will reign forever. So seek him, trust him, and you will never have to run to the comfort of the foxholes again. But because of him, you can be faithful and fearless, and reign with him forever. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez, our changemaker missionary in Honduras. And also remember the Ukrainian LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Moldova, Poland, Romania, Lithuania, and Slovakia.